politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. He could not be Mr. Rob Center, our producer. We very much appreciate his help and hard work. If it is a Friday morning, it is time for one of our good friends to come in and offer up a movie review. So, good morning, Drew Kelly. Come on in. Thank you for coming in.
I'm not prepared with a movie review.
I'm pulling a switcheroo on you.
But we can,
Movie mic will
we
be
can hack
in,
through one.
In 20 minutes. So, Drew Kelly is back. He is, Drew Kelly is communications manager for the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center. And in case you have forgotten, it is the YMCA at Miller Center, powered by Evangelical and Geisinger. So, that doesn't fit on one business card or even one banner in the front of the place, but I'll tell you what, we hear a lot of good things. We know what membership has doubled or so from what it was.
It has. December 16th was the first day as the Evangelical and Geisinger joint venture. So that was when Evan and Geisinger took over the facility, and then we contract the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA to manage the facility. So the Y runs the fitness operations there. And we've got nearly 100 employees in the building, and most of them are YMCA employees, including, group fitness instructors, our desk attendants, a lot of those folks in the building that do the fitness operations, sports and rec instructors. And then there's a handful of us, myself included, that work for Evangelical Community Hospital. So I work for Evan. Our environmental services folks work for Evan. Our cafe workers work for the nutritional services division at Evan. So it just kind of made sense. They already had those services in place in the hospital. So we folded on, those folks under that umbrella. And then the Y, of course, they're, known for the wonderful programming they do on the fitness side and childcare. So then if people that worked, under those services went under the Y umbrella. So far it's been really good. Everybody is, we've gelled these staffs together nicely. And, you mentioned us doubling membership. That is no exaggeration. We have easily doubled membership, and it's been a busy place. So that's been really good for us to have lots of activity. And it's also come with a couple challenges where we have to just figure out what we're going to do with all this extra activity. So we've opened up a couple extra doors and parking lots to make it easier for members to get in and out of the facility. And
I went there not too long ago and couldn't find a parking space.
Yeah,
honest to Pete, I felt bad parking at the Giant, but there's a Giant sign on your facility also, so I thought, well, this isn't as bad as it might sound.
Well, and priority one there is, to expand parking, and Evangelical and the joint venture have acquired 6 additional acres for parking, and they're going to get moving on that soon to, convert that into a couple extra 100 parking spaces. And then next up on the dock is they want to expand the child care operation. We hope to have a 150 child daycare facility, full day daycare facility, underway soon. And then, of course, there's been lots of talk about our aquatic center, which will be 2 pools. That'll be an indoor competition pool and a indoor warm water therapy pool for families and therapeutic use. So we're excited to get all that started.
I mean, folks will remember you as an announcer here on 94KX, about 3 years ago or so? Would that be?
Yeah, I left in 2017. September of 2017 is when I left Sunbury Broadcasting. But never say never, and I'll be back next week helping out a little bit on 100.9 The Valley. So if you're driving home in the late afternoon on The Valley, you might hear this voice again. As we kind of transition some people in and out of here at Sunbury Broadcasting, I got a call from my friends here and said, hey, would you help us out on a couple air shifts? And
mm-hmm. Okay, well, fabulous. Well, that's great. And at the Miller Center, you're doing communication, so that I always think of that as, of course, whatever needs done, helping with logistics and scheduling and communication and education and the messaging and so on, which is very important because this is the last day of the week of the Kindness Campaign. So this, first of all, you're helping with communication and education all the time and information.
Yeah, communication at the Miller Center is really a very just a busy day, as we have over 100 programs there, whether it's a sports and rec stuff like basketball clinics, leagues, trainings, or other sports, futsal, pickleball, volleyball, on and on. So we've got to get the word out on all that kind of good stuff. Of course, our memberships, you know, the YMCA memberships at the Miller Center are, you know, we follow the YMCA rates. We've got what I think is the nicest fitness facility that I have seen anywhere near here, you know, with Netflix and Hulu built into the screens of our cardio machines. So you can just hop on and fire up your Netflix while you're, you know, getting a workout in. And just that, you know, all the other communications that we want to get through, you know, from the joint venture. We've got a lot of things planned thanks to, you know, Evangelical and Geisinger coming together to just, you know, make this a place of a preventative health care so that, you know, maybe keep you out of the doctor's office a little bit and keep you in good shape by coming to the gym.
And you took that messaging this weekend, layered on top of it just some messaging about kindness?
With the Be Kind campaign that's happening this week in Kindness 2020, I just love that Evangelical jumped on that and, you know, had the chance to be the lead sponsor, because kindness is really one of the core values of the employee population at Evangelical. Before I became an Evan employee, the thing I noticed anytime I'd visit the hospital, it didn't matter who it was, but if somebody needed a hand there, it looked like they needed help finding their way around, somebody would stop it and say, "Hey, can I help you get to where you're going?" And that was doctors, nurses, members of the custodial team, one of Evangelical's many volunteers, you know, that wear the red vests to just say, "Hey, where are you going? Let me help you get there." And I just thought that was remarkable that every employee was there to help. So we're doing a lot at the Miller Center to, you know, to be involved with the kindness campaign. Carl Nelson is one of our AmeriCorps workers. He and I made a short video that we share on social media just showing how kindness can help in everyday life. We shared that on social media on the Miller Center Facebook page. And then the combined staffs, you know, our YMCA staff and our Miller Center Joint Venture staff, you know, at the facility, wearing the shirts, doing the stickers. We got the signs in front of the building. We just really wanted to show our support. And I've noticed a lot of people asking about it. What's this about?
So, well, and I didn't miss the connection that Evangelical and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way talk about being healthier, and being kind has its medical benefits.
Indeed it does. Yeah, it can, you know, lower your stress levels and, you know, lower your blood pressure. And kindness is, it's a philosophy that I have always adopted. I've always loved that saying, you know, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And so it's mm-hmm. it's something that I personally like to do. And it's been fun at the Miller Center. It's already a, people come there to better themselves. You know, they want to come in and just, you know, socialize with other like-minded individuals, eat good food at our Cornerstone Kitchen, get a workout in and feel better. So kindness is just a natural, you know, part of all of that.
Well, 3 years ago, the Millers came here and talked about that. Maybe it was even 4 years ago, said they wanted this to be the other place. I know that you've accomplished that. Having been there at 6 p.m. on a January evening, I know it's the other place for a lot of people.
That was something Matt Miller said to me. He said, "We want this to be your third place. It's not home. It's not work. It's a third place where you can come and be well and enjoy yourself and stay and spend time there." You know, not too many people go to a workout facility and then hang out. You know, they get in, they lift, they get out. We want you to hang out. We want you to, you know, meet other people and meet new people and really make
sit
it.
Sit in the couches. If you got a meeting,
sit
meet
in the couches,
there.
Yeah, hop in the cafe. You got great food in there and coffee. And so, yeah, it is meant to be a social place. So. Real live community center.
Well, he was doing some visioning then when he talked about this. Now most of that's come to fruition. What is in the future? You mentioned a daycare. I forget the stars rating, but you go for 4 or 5 stars, and that will be the mindset when Miller Center and Geisinger and Evan and YMCA go into this. Is they're going to begin with the end in mind that they're going to have 4 stars.
Yeah, and I can't speak to that because that is something that I have not been involved in yet. But I do know that Bonnie McDowell at the YMCA and her team, they already run successful, you know, daycare operations at the Milton YMCA, the Sunbury YMCA. So the beautiful part of that is they know what they're doing, and we know that we have a need in Lewisburg. You know, there is a waiting list for daycare facilities in Lewisburg, and it's a challenge for any employer, not just Evangelical or Bucknell or the prison, but any employer that wants to bring, you know, real good candidates in to work here. They'd say, "Well, I'd love to come and work there, but what am I going to do with my kids?" So we know that there's a need there, and we want to address that by, you know, getting this this daycare up and running. So I don't have a timeline on it. I just know that everybody wants it, and we all want it soon, and
Well, same with the pool and the parking lot. So there's all the folks that you and I know that just think big all day long, they're still at it, and they're coming up with ways that this will grow. And I just become really the third place for more and more and more people.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of having the joint venture involved. You know, the power of Evangelical and Geisinger together. You know, this is something that we know is going to happen because, you know, neither of those entities are going anywhere. And
how many unique visitors did you have in January? I mean, it would have to be 10,000 or something.
We doubled our check-ins, you know, on a daily level. We were hovering around the 400 level or so. So it's been twice that in just one day, typical check-ins for fitness. So that's almost 1,000 members that are coming in on a weekday to use the fitness facility, excuse me. And that's not counting anybody else that's coming in for the cafe. Evangelical Physical Therapy and Stone Orthopedic is in our building. I did not count those visitors. So we're well over 1,000 visitors coming in and out of that building on a single weekday. Our weekend tournament, you know, we had an event last week where we had 1,500 people in the facility. So it's a busy place. We feel that it's an economic generator, great for the local economy, and it's not a burden. And, you know, we're excited to continue to grow.
Well, it sure is a go-to. And I just saw an email yesterday that related to Unpaved. So the huge bicycle event, which I'm not sure that it's growing in terms of its participation because it sells out in terms of the number of bikes, but the number of people who go to see the spectacle is growing. So Unpaved.
We had our first Unpaved meeting this Tuesday.
Oh, did you?
DCNR was there. You know, local community volunteers that want to be a part of this event were there. And the two organizers, Dave Pryor and Mike Kuhn, you know, this again will happen October 2020 on Columbus Day weekend. And that was almost 1,000 cyclists that come in from all over the country, if not North America. I might have had a couple of friends from Canada coming in for what is quickly shaping up to be one of the premier gravel bike racing events in the country.
Right, yeah, it's really a go-to place on the East Coast, and in part because of all the different lengths of rides. You know, you can ride 10 miles if that's your thing, or you can ride 210 if somehow you're capable of
it. Yeah, it's about a 120. The shortest one is 30. They call that fun paved.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fun. Okay, I can do 20, but I can't do 30. Well, Drew Kelly, Communications Manager for the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical and Geisinger. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun visiting.
Yeah. Where do we get more information on all of this?
MillerCenterLewisburg.com, and we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
And something else, probably.
TikTok. I'm working on TikTok. All the kids love TikTok.
Oh, brother. Okay.